Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
getting a massage. From a sexy Italian man.
Hello, it's me, Giacomo.
It's me, Giacomo's dad. What's the girl from Pinocchio?
Geppetto.
So you guys got a massage from?
It's not who I got a massage from. I got a lovely massage today, and the guy giving me a massage was very handsome, and I got a bit flustered.
What was his name?
I was very, like, sweaty. I'm not going to say his name.
He was definitely Italian, though.
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Mate, the name
an Italian name.
The name you told us is probably under Mario and Luigi is next for most Italian names.
Yes, it's true. But he was lovely. Gave a great massage. Shout out to
him. Oh, you stumbled there.
Yes. I'm nervous.
Is that all you got?
I'm nervous.
Feel loose, though? That's the main thing.
You feel
loose
afterwards. I feel really
good. She looks tight.
Gave me some acupuncture as well.
Oh, you got needles.
Oh, we stuck things in you.
Mm-hmm.
Do they hurt? I've never done it.
No, not really. Like, a little bit. It can sometimes, like, sting, but not really.
Mm.
I feel good, though.
You ever got a massage, Nathan, and enjoyed it a little too much?
Yeah. Most of the time on purpose, if you know what I mean.
No, I mean, like, you go in to get a rub and then, you know, you can't control
get
your... Yeah, your penis. Well, you can say penis.
You can say penis. You just can't say rubbing.
Yes,
no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm going to like a physio and sometimes they rub you. And
it feels a bit too good.
Yeah.
And you get a bit.
I was in Bali once
it.
And they do some great.
I bet you were.
I was with my ex and there's so many massage parlors over there. And I was getting like a foot rub. So it's like in the public out the front bit.
Oh.
Yeah, so like people can walk past.
In the open also, stall.
Yeah, and like, and it's because they're like, you're on your feet all day walking around, you know what I mean? And
it's a tough life, mate, is it? On your holiday in Bali, staying in your 5-room villa with your chef. It's a tough life.
Yeah, it is. I gotta walk from one,
one room to the
downstairs.
Other. There's actually too many
so
rooms.
I get in my car and I pop off into town. And I was getting a foot rub on the main drag in Seminyak, and
just
it had a mind of its own. And I, to be honest, I didn't even notice. I was just laying there, and my partner, my ex, like hit me, and she's like, "Are you kidding?" And it's like it's in sight.
Yeah,
and
bit of bing wang, bing tang, sorry.
And. yeah, she's like, do something with it. I'm like,
do something with it?
It's another time in the place.
You don't
do
wear a belt in Bali, so you can't tuck it into your budgie smugglers.
Yeah, so it just, I was wearing like little board shorts.
Did you have like a bag or a cushion or something?
Well, you can't take it off and put it in there.
What no, do you need to cover it.
If you just detach it, pop it in your bag, bring it back
I
out
mean,
later.
You just kind of pop it on your lap.
No, I had a, well, you guys know I love wearing hats.
Oh, you had a hat.
So I hung my hat on it.
So you're into foot stuff on
No, it. You know, when the hat's on the knob, don't come in the room.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Let's go around the room real quickly and we'll say one person we met today that we like.
Okay, I'll go first. You're the coffee lady that you and I went to before we came into work today.
Yes, wasn't she full of beans?
So far, be. Got yourself, did you?
I'm good.
All right, so me and Jim had that. What about you guys?
I met a...
Killer music. We're going to do something.
We're going to move on.
We're going to do something for the people.
We're really going to move on.
No one enjoyed that, though. No one's
no
laughing.
No one enjoyed that at all.
Nobody's laughing. If you do want to see that, I'll have a video up soon at Jimmy Nath.
I don't know why no one enjoyed it.
Nice, producer Grace. Mandatory mask wearing on flights and 7-day isolation periods could soon be a thing of the past.
Okay.
And I know you guys sit on very different sides of the fence here. One of you is very into your COVID rules. One of you is not a big believer in it. I won't say who's who, obviously, just for the safety of the show.
It's pretty obvious,
you
though.
You can
isn't
figure it,
it
out. Yeah, so who's done their own research?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the one Facebook status.
Yeah. Who's the one always jumping over the top of Jimmy and Nath? Yeah. I'm not going to say anymore.
No, that's just defamation.
He didn't say anything.
Yeah, but he implied it.
Yeah. No, you're all about you got your
I love masks.
Grace also loves a rule.
Yeah, but what about COVID?
I do love following the rules.
You do
yes.
love a rule. She loves a rule. Loves a rule book.
The two major COVID restrictions still in place are expected to be discussed when National Cabinet meets tomorrow. New South Wales Premier Dominic
Nathan.
Flagged he would be leading the proposal to change the length of isolation periods. The Prime Minister, Premiers and Chief Ministers are also likely to discuss the possibility of scrapping the mandatory mask wearing on domestic flights. Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce, he told media in June that HEPA filters in aircraft remove COVID particles.
Oh, wow.
He said making an aircraft a safe mode of transport without masks. But again, they don't make the rules.
That's very impressive if they
feels
do
like
that.
A big claim.
That's a huge claim.
Not suggesting that they're lying. I've just never heard that before.
I mean,
before,
clearly you're like, a virgin flyer.
Look, I will say that bit to me kind of makes sense. These, I don't know what they are, but HEPA filters in aircraft. That kind of, you guys believe that, right?
Of course I do. Yes. I'll believe anything Joyce
okay,
says.
Grace doesn't.
No, I don't know. I just remember when, you know, someone was on a flight with someone with COVID and then they were like, well, the whole plane has to quarantine like 6 months ago.
Yeah,
it's like,
where
well,
were
what
these,
happened to that?
Where were these HPVVs?
When I kept reading Alan Joyce's comments though today, the next one isn't as convincing.
Oh.
He's like, and the fact that passengers all sit facing forward is another reason why it'd be safe to remove mandatory masks.
The, well, why does...
What, nobody not, looks
you're
either
breathing,
side?
You're not breathing on each other. You're breathing, all breathing forward.
Now I've got this vision that everyone's just sitting there, eyes straight forward. No, we're all over the place. People standing up.
I feel like, you know, wearing a mask on a flight is a very small price to pay for the safety of others.
Yeah, look,
oh,
I mean,
that's well said, Grace.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well and said. There's nothing to stop you if you are feeling unwell from wearing it.
Mm.
I think that's probably a big one just because, and that's not just, I know that like so many people didn't get sick because of the mask and the hand washing and all that. I'm not talking COVID. I'm just talking like flu
in
and
general,
all those things.
Yeah.
It all went down. So yeah, it's probably a good thing too. But I do find it weird that like you don't need to wear the mask in the airports.
Yeah, at
when
all.
Jammed in a sardines.
Check, and it's not even until you're in. Actually on the plane.
Yeah.
Like you're in that little, that queue to get on the plane. You go down the, like, what's, you know, the little air bridge, right? That's just as compact
as plane. Oh, you're an air bridge plane. I'm going to go out and use
oh,
the
you're
stairs.
At...
I'm at the back, you know what I mean? 15F.
I'm minus, 13 and minus. That's right.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, if you learned to play an instrument as a child, then you may have improved cognitive skills. Yes, this is from a new study conducted by the University of Edinburgh.
Good people over there.
Yeah, so what they're saying is if you learn to play an instrument as a child, as a kid, you could be a genius.
So you had to have had learnt it properly, not just attempt. Not just do a couple of classes.
Yeah, you need to be able to, if I threw you the guitar right now, if I threw you the axe,
yep.
You need to be able to play a bit.
Bugger.
Not the one piano lesson you had.
It was keyboard, but.
Yeah, okay, sorry. When given a cognitive ability test, researchers discovered that those who had more experience playing a musical instrument in their youth perform better than those with no experience. So it activates something in the brain. I mean, as you just mentioned it, you had one lesson of keyboard?
One and a half lesson because I stormed out of the second one because I couldn't get it. And I also did the, what's the one we all did? Recorder. Did that too.
Oh, like in school?
Yeah, and yeah. I sucked that too.
You were supposed to.
We all did the bit. Who got in first?
I need to see a slow motion replay.
Good work, guys. We all got the bit.
Yeah, good. Good bit.
Too bad nobody heard it.
See all
yells. If you missed it, guys, so Nath was learning the recorder and he sucked at it.
Yeah.
But
he's about to play! And that's what I look like when I was trying to play it. So
you were sucking it.
Oh,
when
no.
You were...
Is it hot in here? What's going on?
Oh, man. It's so hot in here.
I need a fan or something. Some palm fronds.
Producer Grace, did you learn instrument?
My dad tried to teach me the piano. So
can he play?
Yeah, he can actually.
Imagine, nah. Not at all. Can't even pick it from a drum set.
That's why she couldn't learn. So you jack him back. Nah, you had to teach me that.
That's why I never got it.
You're sucking. You're getting taught by an idiot.
Oh, Jesus. God.
Says a lot for this show, doesn't
it? Yeah, a couple of geniuses sitting right here, aren't we?
Oh.
Jesus Grace.
Yeah, you did.
Good heavens.
Can you play? nap.
Sorry, everybody.
Look, I am the only one of this show that learned to play multiple instruments, actually. Mm. I can play a few. You guys can vouch for me here.
Absolutely.
You've seen me play guitar,
yep,
drums.
Drums.
Mm. Drums did a little something for you.
It was like you're getting that massage.
Drums. I was like, that's impressive.
Got you, did it?
You were like, I think that was the noise you made. It's a bit of drumming out. Ooh.
Wish I was that snare.
I've been naughty.
Got a couple of cymbals.
Hit me with your drumstick.
Mm.
I think that's the only two things I can also play bass guitar as well, but
is
I don't
the
think
same as regular guitar.
No, mate, it's completely different.
Oh, sorry.
Mate, you don't even know what a piano is, okay?
Dad was a nurse, but he goes, I'm going to teach you how to play piano. I don't know anything. Australia, I'll be honest with you. I learned to play instruments as a kid, and I am like producer Grace Nath. I'm a big idiot. Mm. I don't know how to do anything. But I would like to put it to the test. I feel like I can't be the only one to do this. And as Nathan Grace sucked and had a bad instructor, I want to ask 131060, but we'll put it to the test. Did you play an instrument as a child?
Sure.
And are you a genius? So this is a safe space. So give us a call if you play an instrument. We'll figure it out together. But I've just confessed to straight. It's Jimmy here. I play an instrument. I'm probably the biggest idiot there is in this team. So it's a safe space.
All right, 131060, Australia. Jump on the phones right now. Did you play an instrument as a child? Because we're going to see if you are, in fact, a genius. 131060.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
No, they've just asked 131060. Let's put this to the test. It's a new study I found. It said that if you learn to play an instrument as a kid, and you had to be able to play it. Mm. You can't just be like you, Nath, who had a couple of goes at the keyboard.
Not even, mate. I had 1.5 practice sessions on the keyboard.
Yep. And then the recorder, you sucked at it.
I was sucking at it. Mm. You're supposed to blow.
And then producer Grace, we found out she tried it. She got piano lessons from her dad. Dad didn't know how to play piano.
We didn't even know what a piano was. So very difficult to get lessons from somebody.
So you two are out. But I did learn how to play a few instruments. I can play them, but I am an idiot. I can't do math. I can't spell. So I thought we'd go to the phones and see around Australia if this is true.
Crystal from Melbourne. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Crystal. Did you play an instrument as a kid?
I did. I played the flute.
The flute, okay, that's good. It's a difficult instrument to play. Would you agree, Crystal?
I would, but I only did it to get out of class.
Okay.
Not quite genius behaviour?
Not really. No. And then I found that if I continued doing it out of primary school into high school, I got out of more classes.
Okay, well, Crystal,
maybe she's a genius.
Can I ask you right now, in your honest opinion, do you believe that you're a genius?
No way.
Okay. This is what I believe. I reckon it's wrong.
Okay. I mean, Crystal, what do you do for work?
I'm a traffic controller.
Oh, you got to be smart.
You got to be pretty smart to do that.
Tell people where to go and stuff.
Crystal? Give yourself some credit.
I give myself credit. I'm, like, not dumb, but I'm definitely not a genius.
Crystal, what is 5 plus 17?
23.
Oh, she's a genius, Jim.
I don't actually know what the answer is.
No, who cares? We're not smart enough to figure it out. Now, this is interesting. G'day, Josh. This is your housemate, Jim. Hey, Joshy.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
We're good, mate. You're normally asleep by now, aren't you? You're a tradie. No. You're up early.
I usually listen to you guys falling asleep, but I had to call in for this special moment.
Okay. Talk us through it, Joshy.
Sorry?
Talk us through it.
Yeah. Josh, I haven't been at home in a week. Is this for you? Just want to catch up with me?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I saw Jimmy's guitar case in the spare room, and I had to give it a bit of a strum. I must say, it's not as easy as it looks. See, Jimmy has the only bathtub in our house, and he often just goes and has baths and just takes the guitar in with him and serenades himself.
There's nothing quite like a nude bath while I play guitar and sing, and that's why I leave the door open.
That's why I leave
the door open, Josh.
Well, Josh, you got to stop going in there while this is happening.
Bax is our dog. All right. It's Josh's dog.
Now, Josh, let's test with you. Did you play drums as a kid?
I started on the bongos, fellas.
Yeah.
And then worked my way up to the big old, the big pearls.
Okay.
And works and, you know, what was it? Smoke on the water? That was bass, wasn't it?
You've answered the question for us. Not a genius. Thank you, Josh.
A couple of idiots who live together.
He probably also wants you to bring some milk home. Yeah, okay, so there's no milk
just
left.
Just text me, Josh. I won't reply.
Jakey from Camden to wrap things up. G'day, Jake.
G'day. Hey, how are you?
We're good, mate. You played an instrument as a kid?
Yeah, I did. I played a couple. Played the tuba, bass guitar, tenor sax, just a couple.
Okay.
Oh,
just,
wow. Well, that's good. Huge.
So, I mean, Jakey, I'll ask you straight. Do you think you're a genius?
Look, I think I'm going to have to back myself and say yes on that one.
Okay, I like this.
Okay, Jake, why do you think you're a genius?
Oh, here we go. Oh, geez, now it comes to hard questions.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
The first trailer for the Weird Al Yankovic biopic starring Daniel Radcliffe has dropped. Now, this is interesting.
It's also, I love this so much. I mean, we did speak about this off air, right? Mm. It is so off-brand for you, but yes. You are so into it.
No, okay, I'm not so into it. I think pleasantly surprised would be a better way to describe it, because I'm not into Weird Al Yankovic or his music or any of that.
Parodies or any
of
that.
It's just not really my thing. But when I watched the trailer, I was like, oh, this is actually quite refreshing, and I think it will be quite funny if that's what you're into. Mm. I personally... I'm not into that.
You spit on the mic?
No, I came really close. My lips touched it, and I'm like, ooh, gross.
She was making out with it.
What are you doing? What are you?
I thought the masseuse was here.
You passioned the mic. Is that what you put lipstick on before?
No.
You did. You put lipstick on mid-show.
So you come in and
I did.
Is that to pash the mic?
No.
You're going to get home, and your partner's going to be like, so who's Mike? Why are you kissing?
So once watching the trailer, everyone has realised that it is essentially a parody of other people's musical biopics. Mm. So the whole thing is kind of a bit of a piss take. And it's clearly just made up things about Weird Al's life, like, you know, him battling with drugs and booze as he's taunted by the influence of Madonna, which truly did not happen in real life. So he's kind of just put it all together.
It's a parody of a parody guy,
yes.
which I love. I mean, I think it's very Weird Al. I'm looking forward to it.
And I love that, you know, Dan Radcliffe is getting a go. Because apparently he just couldn't get work for
sorry,
it.
You call him Dan, do you?
Well,
close personal. Well, oh, DR. It's good to know DR's doing it.
And Roop. Oh, Roop. When the HP guys get together.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
E. Don't worry about E. She's wild, mate. Oh. I can't name any other actors from that.
Oh, you did well, mate. You got three.
Yeah. Not the main ones.
The main
really
ones,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, and Harry Potter.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
You're the Jimmy and Nate Show, and Jim, an Aussie woman has been kicked off her flight from Phuket.
You said Booper.
From Phuket.
From Booper to Medicare.
From Phuket to Sydney after
Why are you
she
yelling at me
because the plane was so loud. From Phuket to Sydney after she lashed out at staff and passengers for not having the window seat. Mm. So she believed that she deserved the window seat.
She'd be a good girl, was she?
and then she kicked off. She kicked off at staff and passengers. Footage shows her swearing, yelling, throwing her arms around like olive oil around the staff who all tried to calm her down. She was very angry.
I mean, you know, Nathan, we've been very lucky to be able to, you know, fly around this beautiful country and go to places and do stuff. We've flown a lot. But, you know, and there are some just crazy people on planes.
They really are. But something about it.
But nothing beats that person on my plane that time. You're a bit further of me up ahead in the plane.
Mm.
But they just so calmly, because we were holding. Remember, in a holding
pattern.
That's
right, yeah.
We're above Sydney Airport. Apparently, we couldn't land. There was, like, I don't know, like a backup of planes. And they went, yeah, we're going to be another holding 50 minutes. And the plane's like, oh. And this bloke just gets up so calmly. He goes up to the right neck near us and just goes up to the stuff and goes, hey, excuse me. And she's like, yeah, how can I help? And he goes, if you could just land the plane, that'd be great.
Yeah, love to touch this. Without a word of a lie. The head cabin crew person.
But he was like so calm. And she's like, oh, we will. And he goes, no, just if you land it now.
I've got to get to work.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. I've just got to get to this meeting. So if you just... Bring her on down.
Yeah. And then, like, walks back to his seat, chuffed, going, I got it done. Didn't I?
Like,
I got
no,
it done.
No.
Now, look, here's the thing. The lady was escorted off the flight because she was carrying on like a pork chop. She was clapped off the plane by everybody, which I love. You know, she was clapped off the plane. Well done getting her off. We can finally all go home. But here's the
What? What did I do?
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry, guys.
Massive round of applause. Well done on getting her off.
Oh, you got her off, guys. What well
done. I
said something naughty. It's after 8:40.
It's actually 9:40 on the hammer.
So
so we're fine.
Yeah.
They got her off on the plane. Look, I feel everybody always prefers either the aisle seat or the window seat. This is the thing. I feel like they're the two main seats that get a lot of the attention. I mean, let's quickly whip around the room. Jim, you're a window guy, aren't you?
100% window guy.
Yeah,
like window guy. Snooze, and yeah. You can lay against the window, the frame.
You also like the view? You like the views coming in? Or yeah, not as much.
I mean, if you head to my personal Instagram, at Jimmy Smith V, there is a window photo right now.
Oh, hang on a minute. Someone just called through. They were on that Jetstar flight. This is Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, mate. So you were on this flight from Phuket to Sydney where the lady got taken off.
That's correct. I was indeed. It was about, we all boarded about 10 past 10 at night. The plane started taxiing off, reversing back, ready to take off. She caused a big issue and screaming and carrying on. And I heard I was right at the back of the plane and I heard all this cheering and yelling. So we had to taxi back into the airport, open up the door, wait 20 minutes, half an hour for her to get kicked off.
Oh.
All the cheering happened. And then the pilot said, look, I do apologise about the delay. We do have to escort some lady that's misbehaving. And then we all taxied back off again and flew off and everyone was excited.
Oh, my God. This is why I love Live Radio, by the way. Darren, thank you so much.
So
you've
no
made my
problem.
Day.
Darren, so a couple of...
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, she just, as you heard said before, she wanted the window seat and it was just crazy. Everyone's going ballistic, going, oh, my God, get her off, you know, so...
So what was the...
I got in trouble for that before. Yeah.
Darren, I'm interested in the applause when she was getting off. Was everyone getting around it? Was there, like, people carrying, like, yes, thank God.
Everyone was just, yeah, thank God, get her off, clap, clap, clap. I mean, I was down at the back of the plane and she was up the front and I just went ballistic, went, yes, get her off, clap, clap, clap. So...
Oh.
And just by herself. So we had to wait till they took all the luggage off, which took 20 minutes. And we said, look, don't worry about the luggage. Just leave it there and just take off without it.
Good on you,
it's true, Darren. If someone carries on like that, I mean, they should send the luggage back later.
Bloody oath.
Oh, yeah. It was a good flight at the end anyway without her.
So, yeah, good on you, Darren.
And then even though, why have a window seat? It's dark. It's nighttime. What are you going to see?
What do you prefer, Darren? Do you prefer the aisle?
I'd prefer an aisle seat so I can get up and go to the toilet.
Okay, so you're the exact same as me. I'm an aisle person, producer guys. I know you're an aisle person
an aisle
as well.
Person,
but here's
too,
the thing,
yep.
And Darren, I'll leave you here for this as well because I want to do one of these guys.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
It's a bit of a long shot because, I mean, we just had evidence there. Jim, you're a window guy. Producer Grace, you, myself, and Dazza, who still joins us on the line. We're all aisle people, right? Mm. But nobody's ever the middle seat person. Darren, do you know anybody who actually prefers the middle seat?
Not really. It's either a window or an aisle.
Absolutely.
You know?
Totally agree with you, Darren. Totally agree. Which is why I'm... Go on, Darren.
No, I'm saying I should just get rid of the middle seat. We don't need it, you know?
How about this, Darren? Get rid of the middle seat, more luggage. Free luggage.
That's clever. True.
Clever. Well, this is why I want to do a bit of a long shot. So the point of a long shot, guys, is we ask a question where we think nobody's going to call up and answer this, right? So the question is 131060, do you prefer the middle seat? Is there anybody out... Darren loves it. So is there anybody out there that actually enjoys the middle seat and prefers it? If you are out there, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We've got some movie tickets to give away if you do prefer the middle seat. And you know what? Speaking of movie tickets, Darren, you are absolutely getting some as well, mate. Good on you.
Oh, God bless you. Thanks a million.
Good on you, Darren. And
well done.
Well done for calling the show, mate. And well done for making it back to Sydney, okay?
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Good on you, Darren. Okay, 131060, guys. It is a bit of a long shot. Do you prefer the middle seat? Are there any of you out there? If there are, jump the phones. 131060, take your calls next. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And Jim, we just asked a little bit of a long shot.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Yeah, the point of a long shot is we don't think anyone will call, but the question is 131060, do you prefer the middle seat on a plane? Do you prefer the middle seat on a plane? This is after an Aussie woman was kicked off a flight from Phuket to Sydney after she demanded the window seat, wasn't given it, and had to be escorted off the plane.
Yeah.
Wild. We had Darren call just before, out of the blue, who was on that flight.
Yep.
This is
thought
huge.
He just lied. I mean, I just want to get in the show.
Could have. way to take the wind out of sails. But the question is...
I was going to get in the show. I'll just tell them I was on that flight.
Here's my chance,
yeah, just
Daz.
Listen to the show. If you want to get on, just pretend you were involved in the stories we're talking about in some way.
I saw that crocodile in Missouri.
All right, 13 10.
Anthony Albanese has changed the rules around COVID. Oh, we got Anthony on.
Albo, I just wanted to be on, guys. All right, look, the question we're asking is, do you prefer the middle seat? Because we believe everyone is always aisle or window. No one prefers the actual middle seat. But we do have some calls on the line. Sian from Victoria. Sian, we got you there.
Yes, it's Sian, actually.
Sian, my apologies, Sian.
That's fine.
The middle seat, do you like it or not?
I love it.
Really? Okay. You like the middle seat?
Why is that, Sian?
Because I have two children, and it separates the fights, and it's a great flight when they don't have to sit next to each other.
Oh, okay. That's clever. Okay.
So unless you had twins, at one stage you just had one.
God, no.
you have one child, Sian?
I've got two.
Yeah, but when
they're girls.
Okay, but when you just had one, did you still sit in the middle with one of them on your side?
I don't even think I flew when I had one.
Okay, what about this, Sian? What about this for a doozy of a question? Oh. What about when you didn't have kids?
I didn't care.
As long as you're on the flight.
That's
as long as I was on that plane.
And that's a great attitude, Sian.
That's a great attitude.
Yeah. Jim from Greenway.
Hey, mate.
Oh, sorry. No, not you, mate. From Greenway. Okay. Not from studio. G'day, Jim. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Oh, we're going all right, bro. Middle seat. Do you actually like it?
Yes, actually.
Why? Wow. Why on earth do you like the middle seat?
Well, whenever I'm traveling, especially like on planes and such, like I'm with my mates, and so the back seat reclining isn't that good, so I usually just use their shoulders or something like that to lie on.
Right. Okay. So you're using the passengers either side as a pseudo bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Clever. That's clever. Funny. I mean,
you've got something either side.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? If you're on the window, you've only got the window side. If you're on the aisle, you've only really got that person next to you, the middle.
Yeah. Oh, if you've got the aisle, you might have the trolley lady at one point coming. Jim, have you ever done it to a stranger before?
I have been close to, as like dozing off to sleep on a flight, and then next minute you just wake up and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. And then you got to do the rest of the flight with him as well. No, it's not ideal. Brittany from Lake Macquarie, middle seat, do you actually like it?
Yes, I do, actually.
You sound a little unsure.
You sounded like you made up that.
No.
Your voice went high.
Like, no, I do love it. We literally just got off a flight, so I'm actually a little bit tired at the moment.
Okay.
But no, me and my partner both love the middle seat. We take it in turns each flight when we go on holiday. And we just, we love meeting new people and, yeah, just, I guess, having a conversation with people from all around the world. We met two very interesting people on our flight just to Singapore this week, actually.
Wow. Okay. So,
so where did you sit on the plane tonight, Brittany?
So tonight I sat in 11B and my partner sat in 11A, and we met a glass blower from, what country was he? Malaysia. So he was from Malaysia. He's coming over to Australia to do some glass blowing. On our flight over, we met a chocolate maker from France.
Oh, my God. Look, either you're really good at talking shit or you love the middle seat.
Yeah, it'd be a lot for Brittany to call up and just make that. A glass blower from Malaysia.
And a chocolate maker from France. Good on you, Britt.
I love that.
That's very good. Okay, Phil from Sydney to round things out. Phil, do you actually prefer, be honest with us, do you actually prefer the middle seat on planes?
Hey, boys, yeah, I actually love the middle seat, man. I just pretend to fall asleep and just end up sleeping on the next person's shoulder.
Right.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, Australian singer John Farnham is awake and in a stable condition in the ICU. That's after undergoing surgery to remove a cancerous tumour in his mouth last week. A family statement from Farnham's wife, Jill, and his two sons, Rob and James, provided a positive update in the singer's condition following the shock announcement that he was diagnosed with cancer and was due to receive surgery to remove a tumour, which involved removing part of his jaw.
Oh.
Yeah. John remains in a stable condition in ICU following the removal of a cancerous tumour in his mouth on Tuesday. The statement read, he is awake and responding well to the care that he is receiving.
Oh, this is great news. This is the news we all wanted to hear.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, we spoke about this, I think, last week.
Thursday, I think I think it might have been this time last week.
Thursday, yeah. And we're just saying how we all love Johnny Farnham. My mum, I told her that, well, she was asleep when we did it last week, but I just said we spoke about it and we played a bit of John Farnham and... I think we should play another bit of Johnny in a minute.
We definitely will. Yeah. We definitely will. We'll and this time we've even asked ahead.
Yeah. This time we're not going to get in as much trouble.
Yeah.
Farnham's family went on to thank the public for their countless messages of support they'd received since that announcement last week. The Farnham family want to acknowledge and thank everyone for their ongoing messages and well wishes that have been shared throughout the last week. It really lifts our spirits knowing that everyone is thinking of John. So.
I think one of the things that makes Johnny Farnham and his music and his impact on Australians so special, I just feel like everybody has some sort of Johnny Farnham story.
Yes.
Don't you think?
100%.
Or some sort of story associated with one of his songs. Like the other day, and I know everyone knows You're the Voice. It's a phenomenal song. Everybody knows as well. But I remember the very first time I was ever on TV was when I was at a festival, right? It was a festival called Sound Relief, and Johnny Farnham was performing, right? And the Molly Meldrum happened to be there, right? And he was interviewing Johnny Farnham, and then afterwards Johnny Farnham gestured to the crowd, said thank you for everyone for being here. Of course, he's very humble, right? And I had made myself so sweaty, so little, to the very front of the mosh pit, and I was like, aah! And I remember my nan had paused that, brought all her bowls friends over, and was like, Nath knows Johnny Farnham. Just because I was at the front of the mosh after You're the Voice with like 15,000 other people. Apparently I know Johnny Farnham.
Well, she also said you live next door to Shannon Knoll and Ian Thorpe and it's always making up stories.
Yeah.
But look, yeah, look, our thoughts are with Johnny and his whole family, his wife Jill, two sons Rob and James, an incredible man who's done so much, not just for Australian music, but Australian culture.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
The AFLW made history. Not only did Essendon and Hawthorn debut.
Hawthorn.
There's a history. They've rechanged the name. Hawthorn. Hawthorn debut their inaugural teams in front of 12,000 at Marvel Stadium. But get this, the game also featured its youngest ever umpire to officiate at the top level. And that person was 16-year-old Emma Stark. Well done, Emma. 16 years old. I love this. She said she was so stoked to get the call up. She almost cried and was flown from Darwin, where she lives, down to the match in Melbourne. 16 years old, and she's already at the top of umpiring in the AFLW.
Probably played an instrument as a kid. Yeah, genius. One of those. She still is.
No, absolutely, 100%.
When do you stop being a kid?
No, you're so right. We're still kids at heart, mate.
Certainly am.
And we're getting on. You know what I mean?
Your knee, mate.
Oh, my knees are so, you know they're bad again.
I know. I saw you tonight at F45.
Oh, you could see me struggling.
You just, well, when we have the squats, you went.
Barely got a bend.
We got the squat station, you went. Oh.
Yeah, oh, you heard that. You know, I was trying to soften it. No. Now, this is the best bit. She said that she flew down with her mum, which I love, and despite her now being the absolute top of her field, she does still live with her mum and says that her mum does her washing for her. Which, I mean, she's only 16 years old.
Mm.
You know, my mum's
still a kid.
Like, I'm 29.
When
and
does
my,
a kid be?
Let's really answer that. My mum still does so much for me. I'm 29 years old. I was on the phone to her yesterday asking her about private health. And what I'm covered for, because although I may pay for it, she's organised the whole thing. I don't know how it works.
Do you pay for it?
I don't even pay for it. I'm still under the family. No, at 25, you got to pay for your own.
Mate, I'm 30.
Well, that's what she tells
me. I'm 32, turn 33. Yeah, it's something like that.
So I wanted to ask a question, Australia, 131060. What does your mum still do for you? What does your mum still do for you? Now, Jim, your mum, we absolutely adore her. We've had her on the show quite a few times. Lovely, Sue.
Visiting this weekend.
Oh, is she? Perfect. Now,
you knew that. Don't pretend you didn't.
Yeah, but I wanted to act like
is
the listener.
Is she? What?
I wanted to act like... To be fair, yeah. I did forget, which is why I booked in golf for us on Friday.
Yeah, got in trouble for a minute.
So what does she still do for you? I know she sends us food a lot of the time.
Mum sends food, but no. So mum will be down this weekend, and so I rang my parents last night.
Mm.
I gave them a call. I was with my partner, Ash, and we were planning what we're going to do with them for the weekend.
Yeah.
And because I was like, I want to take them to a nice restaurant. You know, I want to show them around. Sure. I'm in a new place. I want to show them around a bit. And, and you know, mum's like, yeah, I want to do all this stuff. And, you know, she kept saying how she doesn't want to, I don't want to do any cooking or cleaning or anything. mate, as soon as she gets there, she's going to cook for everyone. She's going to clean for everyone.
Straight away. Yeah.
So when I'm around her, she does everything. But not even to the point where I don't even like want her to. Like, she will just do everything.
Yeah.
Like, when I go back home and I visit, like, Mum puts a load of washing on twice a day, every day.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's
she's
ever dirty.
She's taking clothes off your back as you're walking
in. Yeah, like, she'll just, like, I'll have one shirt and some socks dirty. And she'll be like, better put a load on.
My favourite.
And then they're folded and ironed, not just, like, dry. Like, she's ironed them, and she's ironed my socks and my undies. They're on my bed, ready to go.
So quick.
Same day service.
My favourite story about your mum doing things for you as well is I've been with you when you've moved quite a few times, and the best is when your mum will pack up or reorganise your kitchen for you, and you haven't even been home, and you can't find a fork.
Not even when I moved. One time, she just came to my place. I had a new place, which I'm worried about this weekend, if I'm honest with you. I had a new place, and she just rocked up, and she just went, and look, she's a chef, so the kitchen is her space, and she goes, nope, shouldn't have that there.
Doesn't make sense.
Need to be in this. This needs to be here. And then she leaves, and I open my cupboards and I go, where is anything?
It didn't make sense how you had it, James.
No,
131060 is Trey. Jump on the phones right now. What does your mum still do for you? We all admit that our mums do pretty much everything for us up until, well, forever. 131060, what does your mum still do for you? We've got $100 Jimmy Brings vouchers to give away. Jimmy Brings delivers wine, beer, spirits in minutes. Download the Jimmy Brings app today. You want one of these? 131060. What does your mum still do for you?
It's Jimmy. The Nate. Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Asking the question, what does your mum still do for you, guys? What does your mum still do for you? 131060. This is after the AFLW made history with the youngest ever umpire at the professional level, 16-year-old Emma Stark. Another massive round of applause for Emma. Well done. I love this. I mean, she is only still 16 years old, but she flew down to Melbourne with her mum from Darwin. She still lives with her mum, admits her mum still does her laundry and everything. Mate, my mum still does so much for me. I could actually not exist without her.
Yeah, I mean, 16, wow. But just amazing.
Very impressive. All right, Yasmin from Essendon. Hi, Yaz. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Yaz, what does your mum still do for you?
Oh, well, my mum still does my laundry.
Yeah, amazing. It's a classic. Yep. It's a good one.
Do you still live at home, Yaz?
Yeah, I do.
Right. Okay.
I'd really love to get some sort of system going where I could just go back, visit mum, get laundry done, and then chuff off back home.
The only problem is, Yaz, it takes Jimmy about half a day to get to his mum.
12 hours to go to Winnie, so.
Yaz, how good is she at the laundry? Is it same-day service like Jimmy was getting?
Yeah, it's same-day service, straight away.
That's so good.
I mean, yeah, is it going to be hard to leave home eventually, Yaz, because, you know, you just want mum to keep doing laundry?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know what to do without my mum or, you know, what button to push on my washing machine. So,
I don't even know.
Good on you, mum.
Good on you, Yaz. Gabby from Badawi. Hi, Gabs.
Hey, guys.
Gabs, what does your mum still do for you?
Oh, man, I'm a bit embarrassed about this.
Don't be embarrassed. We love this.
Yeah, whenever I come down to Sydney, I've got my big business meetings. Mum still irons my shirt for me beforehand.
I love that. That is so good. Yeah. How many shirts are we talking, Gabs?
On the day, like I get same morning service right before, you know, I've got this nice toasty warm shirt to put on before I go out to site. So.
Oh, so you're straight off the board, straight onto your back.
That's it.
Board to back.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nath, producer Grace. Nath, massive round of applause. Really exciting news for the Swifties. Taylor Swift, she's announced Midnight, a new album.
Written after dark. Oh, it's scary.
Yes.
Scary album.
The LP described by Swift as the story of 13 sleepless nights.
Oh.
I'm doing the voice, but these are real things that she has
written. Absolutely, yeah. Mm. Scary, Tay-Tay. We haven't seen a lot of these.
It's due October 21st. It will be her 10th studio album, number 10, as well as her 5th release in the last 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's gone hard in the last couple of years.
Oh,
she's gone hard.
Oh,
she's gone so hard. Real hard. Good on you, Tay. She's pumped out some albums, isn't she? She's only young.
10.
How old is she?
No, she is 33. She's turning 34 this year, I believe. No, she's turning 33 this year. 13th of December,
what are you 1989.
Locking in, mate? I don't know why I know that.
She is born on the 13th of December, 1989. So, yes, producer Grace is right. On her second attempt, she is turning 33 this year.
Good on you, Grace.
Should make Taylor Swift and I the same age.
We should
that's how I know how old Taylor Swift is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're
89 babies.
We should do a Taylor Swift quiz or something.
We should.
Mm.
How many Grammys does Taylor Swift have?
Oh, 32.
11. Midnights, which Swift began selling through our pre-orders on a website, is available, get this, on vinyl, CD, and cassette.
Cassette? Oh. People are bringing back cassettes, are they?
Cassettes?
Yeah. Who is a cassette player these days?
Vinyl's in, but it's cassettes in. Am I out?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Vinyls are cool. Vinyls are very cool. I'm not cool enough to have a vinyl.
No, you're not.
No, don't not. I've still got a CD player in my car, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to rip out a little disc.
Look, and I thought we should celebrate. This is big news, huge news. Taylor Swift, probably one of the biggest artists we have on the planet. I know she's been doing the re-release of music, but this is brand new music. So I thought in order to celebrate, we should play this.
Now it's time for Jimmy's Verse Game.
Hey, guys, it's me, Jimmy.
Hey, mate, thanks for coming in for this.
No worries. Yeah. I've just come in for the verse game.
Yeah.
How this works is I'm going to read you out a verse. I'm just going to read it out. I'm not going to sing it unless I need to give one of you a hint.
No hints allowed.
No hints allowed.
Except if they're for me. Well, because you're a massive Swiftie.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Who is the biggest Swiftie out of you two? Because I don't think Grace likes her.
I don't dislike her.
You just did all this maths to find out. I don't know why I know her age. I don't know anything.
I know a lot about her. I'm not sure why.
Because you're a massive fan.
I don't dislike her, but I'm not like a huge fan. She's not in my top artists, but I don't dislike her.
Sounds like you dislike her.
No, I
don't.
Sounds
like you hate Taylor Swift.
I don't really hate Taylor Swift.
Producer Grace loves masseuse from Italy, hates Swift.
Jimmy's Verse Game returns next, the Taylor Swift edition after Vance Joy.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Just quickly, before we do Jimmy's Verse Game, Nate just asked producer Grace or I if we've had sex to that song.
No. All the love in the world to Vance Joy, but it's not a sexy song, is
no.
it?
No. Oh, speak for yourself. Yuck my yum, girl. Hey, babe, chuck some Vance on. Let's do it.
You've laid some pipe to clarity, have you?
Oh, it's you.
Can we bring back the naughty corner?
You want to chuck him in there, do you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You're so naughty.
Very naughty.
Time out.
You need a break?
You need a break.
Go to your room.
So I can't say laid pipe to
No,
Clary.
You can't.
It's very difficult to put Jimmy in the naughty corner and then play Jimmy's Verse Game.
And I'm on the show, guys. Jimmy and Nate. All right. We'll solve that another time. It's time for this.
Now it's time for Jimmy's Verse Game.
Yes, Nate, producer Grace, it is time for Jimmy's Verse Game, the Taylor Swift edition. This is because she has announced Midnights, a new album that is coming out on October 21st. Making us wait. Still a bit of time. It is currently August, and then we have September. Followed by October.
When we get into September, that's proper. All the embers, you know, that's pretty much the end of the year, isn't it?
Oh, embers, like November. I thought you meant embers of a fire. I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm going to start a fire. I do this thing at the end of every year where I just light small fires, fan the embers over people, go, it's the end of the year.
The end of August, Nathan lights a large fire.
Bring out the matches and the big mat, guys.
All right. If you are new to the show, welcome. Apologies for that. Not the embers bit, the late pipe bit.
Stop saying it!
How this game works is I will read out the lyrics of a popular Taylor Swift song. Nathan, producer Grace are going up against each other. Their names are their brothers.
Our names are our brothers. And we're sorry for that too. How many sorries can we get through before we get into the game?
Jimmy, should apology for that. Yes, I will read out lyrics. They buzz in. If they get it right, they get a point. It is best out of three. Are we ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
Verse number one.
Grace is ready, guys, if anyone heard it. Yes.
Verse number one.
What's wrong with you?
Verse number one. Oh, well, it's a...
Let me,
are you doing character voices now?
Let me finish. It's nice to meet you. Where you been? I could show you incredible things.
Grace.
This is a new way of doing this.
Oh, my God. Style. Taylor Swift.
No.
Oh, no.
So cocky.
I thought I had cocky.
It. Yeah.
Style, Taylor Swift.
Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh, my God, look at that face. You're like my next mistake.
Oh, look.
Loves a game. Want to play? Eh?
Yeah.
Because I'll write your name.
I always get those two confused.
Because I'll write your name.
If you don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know if it does.
I'm logging in. I mean.
Logging, you know.
Oh, my God. This is the worst radio.
Pop in your password, you're logging in.
Hey, look
like next mistake. Sounds
like you're drawing a blank there, Nate.
Oh, blank space! You didn't deserve that one.
I knew it after I got it wrong.
you just logged in too late.
Sorry, you did get it wrong there. Nate, you're on the board. Okay. Blank space there by Taylor Swift. All right, ready for verse number two. I stay out too late.
Grace.
You could have buzzed in.
Shake it off, Taylor Swift.
Well done, Grace. 'Cause the players gonna play, and
my haters gonna hate. Yes.
Well done, Grace.
Nate looked at me and, nodded.
Yeah. I'll be honest, she beat me to that. She's getting our games now. She's figuring us out.
Yeah.
Well done, Grace. Very good.
Nice, thank you.
So if you're just joining us, it is 1-1 in Jimmy's verse game. Love this. I love when it goes to a third one. So this is the last.
We love a third.
We love a third here at the Jimmy Nash Show.
Thank you, Grace.
I'm in game mode. You can't shake me.
Once upon a time.
Nate. It's a bloody...
It's going to be huge if you get this.
Yeah, I said once upon a time because I thought, what's the...
Not, don't lock anything in, unless you're confident.
Once upon a time, it's not bloody... What's it called? Romeo and Juliet or whatever? What's that one called?
Big Taylor Swift fan.
You know that one? What's that one called?
I can't say what it is.
You know. Well, what's it called? What's the name of the song?
This one?
Yeah. No. I don't know why I buzzed in.
I'm padding. Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone.
It's not the song I thought it was.
Hey, you found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care. And I guess I like that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back. Nate knows it.
I know the song.
Without me. Without me.
Grace.
Yeah.
I'm taking a stab here.
Mm.
Is it Me by Taylor Swift?
It's not, no.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it is. It's the one with Brendan Urie.
I'm back in it now, aren't I?
Because, Nate, you're back in it. You're in trouble there for a bit, but now you're back in it.
Nate, is it trouble? I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
You never do that for me.
Do what?
Trouble. You always give him hints and you never give me hints. You did. You said trouble. And you said drawing a blank when it was blank space.
Yeah, when you said, when you did yours, if you heard me, I said, Grace, you've lost the first one. You're just going to need to shake it off here.
No, you did not.
Hey, guys, look, I'll be honest. All this rubbish is taken away from my win.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, I feel like I've been doing this on the show a bit lately. Do you think? Well, you don't know what I'm doing. Are you discovering this in real time?
Oh, bitter. No, I just want you to say the buzzwords.
Wild weather.
If you didn't know, I had no idea you're doing this.
If you didn't know, when we do chat about wild weather. Wild weather. I made that. That's a Jimmy special.
You did? That wasn't even an audio guy. That was
years and years ago. That's a mashup of Troy Sivan and Crowded House.
Yep. For all the people who were in that Venn diagram.
How many people do you think Producer Grace love Troy Sivan and Crowded House?
There'd be a small percentage.
How do you feel about those artists?
I like Troy. I never really got into Crowded House. My parents weren't really into it.
Are you mates with Troy Sivan? I'm going to make that up.
I went to a movie with him once. I wouldn't say we were mates.
Oh, a date?
No, a date with Troy Sivan. No, it was friends.
Because obviously didn't lead to anything.
Hello, Daily Mail.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how the movies work, mate. There's a group of people watching and you're there on a date.
You went on a date with every single person there, mate.
It wasn't a date. I wish it was a date, but it wasn't.
Oh, so you would have a...
Okay.
Troy's beautiful. Have you seen him?
No, I'm not saying he's not, but, you know, for me, it's more about personality and stuff. I don't
just look. Oh, he's lovely. He's very lovely.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know. But you wouldn't date Crowded House.
I don't know what Crowded House looks like.
The entirety of Crowded House.
Is it one guy or a band?
Oh, mate, it's a Crowded House, I'll tell you. Be a crowded cinema.
Crowded House.
And there's four of them, isn't there?
Well, the head dude's the Finn, isn't it? Neil Finn or Tim Finn?
One of the Finn.
The Finn brothers.
They've got to be
showing. Right now I'm showing producer Grace.
Oh. Well, I'm sure they're up some people's alley, but not mine.
Not your cup of tea?
Not my cup of tea.
Have you guys seen the Crowded House? Yeah, it's up that alley.
You're on fire tonight,
thanks,
mate.
It's really my night tonight.
Look, if you do listen to the show, potentially maybe weekends as well, because I'm pretty sure we might have mentioned this on the weekend, but it has been confirmed again by our friends at the Bureau of Meteorology. More wild weather expected for our east coast this week.
Batter down, isn't it?
Yeah, wild winds, hail, rain all expected up and down our east coast. Especially, you know, we do make a lot of jokes on this show, but a massive shout out to all those, flooded areas that have, you know, experienced all this heavy rain so far this year, especially in, you know, the bottom parts of Queensland, the northern parts of New South Wales. Definitely not what they want to hear.
Absolutely not.
100%. It is, I tell you, it does some danger, some damage, doesn't it? Oof. Wow. Yeah.
And like, but it's, I mean, I think, I don't know if we've ever really spoken about this in the show, but the concept of like weather and stuff to me is so, excuse the pun, wild, because like, there's nothing we can do about it.
No.
No,
like,
exactly.
If the rain's coming, it's like,
Yeah.
if it's actual thunderstorms and flooding, like
all we can do is prepare, which is why we have these, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah. So look, fingers crossed that it doesn't, you know, lead to any of that at this stage. But I know this is probably not the news that those parts of Australia do want to hear. And I know that we do broadcast everywhere. So, you know, while we do like to have a lot of fun and we're making jokes about wild weather with our friends, Troy Savant and Crowded House, our thoughts are with all those people who've experienced floods this year. And hopefully you've seen the end of it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Wrapping it up, Jim.
Honestly, I just looked down at the show plan and a little peek
behind the curtains.
Nath sends some stuff to producer Grace. I send some stuff to producer Grace. She puts a little bit of
salt
pepper on it,
some fairy dust,
and then we get a show plan. It's just an A4 piece of paper in front of us. Nath doesn't really know what I'm doing. He doesn't know what I'm doing. We have no idea what producer Grace is doing. And she was a bit, you know.
What's going on tonight, mate?
Okay, to be fair, I didn't bring any of the situations up.
The horny stuff.
Yeah, but you found a way to bring up how
it's
horny
the show
you were.
Started with how horny you were.
You brought that up.
It's 2 hours of horny.
This
I
show,
can't wait to see the podcast photo.
I've just learned this
shit you with horns.
After this show, it's just like, you need. What's going on, mate? You can get some?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm getting enough. Thank you very much.
Okay. We could all be getting a bit more, couldn't we?
Is it ever enough?
No, it's not.
Just ask Grace.
I saw a radio show the other day. They did whatever their phone number is. I'm not going to give them credit.
Just say 131060.
131060. Yeah. Food or sex? What would you give up?
What would you give up?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like food at least is a non-negotiable.
Well, that's the thing. You would absolutely die without sex. See what I did there? Paused for comedic effect.
I got you.
Jeez, you're on tonight.
You're on.
Did that get you?
No, I didn't.
Anyway, what I was saying was, I was looking at this little show plan in front of me, and when you just said, you know, it's time for it, I looked down and went, it can't be. And that's it. What a show. 10 out of 10. I'd love, love tonight. Love you two, too.
100%. Love you too.
Not too much, Grace.
Hey, heads where I can see them.
whoa, ouch.
10 out of 10 also. Actually, no.
What are you rating?
The show. Neither of you.
Okay. Not nice.
Well,
is it?
Now I'm not into you enough, am I?
Somewhere in the middle.
On a high, you know what I mean? Jeez.
Yeah. Say something nice about us.
Yeah.
I love you both.
Careful, mate. Hands up again.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.